This is a frustration that everyone feels, actually, and not just in relation to the spiritual path, but everyone feels that everyone's doing everything wrong, don't they? This is a constant issue for the ego at every level of our lives. And the most important part of our sadhana, our spiritual practice, is actually to remain detached and compassionate and forgiving, right? There's that famous statement in the New Testament, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do," right? And if we can do that, that will be far more powerful a lesson to teach than to try to correct them verbally and say you shouldn't do that, because then, of course, you're the bad one and they won't learn. But they'll get the energy of your ability to tolerate what you can obviously see through and accommodate it and to deal with it with wisdom, with love, with dispassion. When we get the enojo, then it means we are enmeshed with them and our egos are in play. We haven't transcended the ego. So each time that someone does this kind of an action in front of you, it is an opportunity to practice detachment and compassion. And that, I think, is the real importance for us. Someone who is sincerely looking for the truth will sooner or later find it. But what's harder to find is someone who will be compassionate and accepting and not counterattacking, because that's how it will appear. It won't appear as if, oh, let me lead you to a higher place. It will appear as, you're wrong, I'm right. And then you have a mirror relationship of two people trying to force their own ego down each other's throats. We don't want to be in that situation. If someone comes to a context like this one, where they really want to learn and ask questions, then knowledge can be given, because by sitting here, one has accepted the situation of a teaching, and one comes with the intention of wanting to learn something new. But most people are not in that framework. They don't want to learn anything new. They want to impress others or impose their beliefs. And the best way that we can make someone aware that they don't have the entire truth is to not oppose, to be in a state of non-resistance, and yet at the same time making it very clear that there is a greater reality beyond the one that's being expressed.